Planned Parenthood calls for court packing, term limits on Supreme Court justices. By Paul Bois on May 14, 2023. Abortion conglomerate Planned Parenthood has called for court packing and term limits on Supreme Court justices. In its judicial reform proposal packages released on Sunday nearly 1 year after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the abortion giant called on Congress to expand the size of lower courts and the Supreme Court without specifying an exact number. Planned Parenthood refuses to accept that our courts can only exist as they do now, and understands that reforms are integral to building the public's trust that the courts can and will function to uphold hard-won freedoms and advance justice for future generations. Planned Parenthood, Alexis McGill Johnson, said in a statement. PPFA's expanded position is a continuation of our commitment to ensure that everyone, no matter where they live, has the freedom to make their own decisions about their own bodies, lives, and futures, the statement added. The statement further called upon the courts to be a backstop to protecting our rights. Even though the Constitution makes no mention of abortion and the court left the issue to the states. Instead, the courts have been used as a vehicle to advance a dangerous agenda against abortion rights, voting rights, LGBTQ+ rights, and so much more, she wrote. Related, Planned Parenthood CEO, ignoring court ruling on abortion pill dangerously sacrifices crucial institutions for power. Citing a boom in the U.S. population, the statement further called upon Congress to expand lower court seats to alleviate what they described as a burden on the federal judiciary. It's been more than 30 years since Congress last comprehensively expanded the number of lower court seats. The longest period of time between expansions in the history of district courts and courts of appeals, the statement said. While Planned Parenthood and far-left activists have espoused court packing as a solution, the idea has proven wildly unpopular with the American public and even liberal justices themselves. In 2021, for instance, former liberal Justice Stephen Breyer said that court packing would erode any and all trust in the judiciary. If the public sees judges as politicians in robes, its confidence in the courts, and in the rule of law itself, can only diminish, diminishing the court's power, including its power to act as a check on the other branches, Breyer said in a speech to Harvard Law. The court's decision in the 2000 presidential election case, Bush v. Gore, is often referred to as an example of its favoritism of conservative causes, he later added. But the court did not hear or decide cases that affected the political disagreements arising out of the 2020 Trump v. Biden election. It did uphold the constitutionality of Obamacare, the health care program favored by liberals, Breyer said in noting some of the things that the court has sided with liberals on. It did reaffirm precedents that favored a woman's right to an abortion. It did find unlawful certain immigration, census, and other orders, rules, or regulations, favored by a conservative president. A 2019 poll from Rasmussen showed that Americans largely agree with term limits for Supreme Court justices but do not favor court packing. Speaking with NPR, former liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg criticized past attempts to pack the Supreme Court, such as when President Franklin Roosevelt attempted to do so in the 1930s. 9 seems to be a good number, the late justice said. It's been that way for a long time. I think it was a bad idea when President Franklin Roosevelt tried to pack the court. Watch, Ocasio-Cortez, the Biden administration should ignore court abortion pill ruling. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.